Prime Minister Manmohan Singh told a petroleum conference in New Delhi Monday that over the coming decade, India's demand for fossil fuels is set to increase massively. He says domestic production, though rising, will not keep pace with this demand.
In India, the demand over the next 10 years will increase by about 40%, whereas the increase in supply from the maturing oil fields is expected to be around 12%.
Mr. Singh told delegates that India's state-owned oil companies will search for energy assets overseas.
The Indian government is therefore encouraging all national oil companies to pursue equity oil and gas opportunities overseas. For these reasons, we seek to build strong economic partnership with other producing countries and their oil and gas industries to the mutual benefit of all of us.
The push to acquire overseas oil assets has already acquired momentum in a country that imports about 70% of its needs. This year, India's oil minister travelled to several countries including Nigeria, Uganda, Sudan, Angola and Venezuela to lend diplomatic support to the search for oil and gas fields by state-owned companies. India's Oil and Natural Gas Corporation is planning to borrow $10 billion over the next decade to buy overseas assets, according to media reports. The government has also increased the amount that state-owned companies can spend on acquisition without government approval to $1 billion. The hunt for sources of oil overseas has acquired a new urgency as India races to catch up with China, which has spent billions of dollars in acquiring oil assets in several countries. India's oil companies have often lost out to China in the past while bidding for overseas assets. Energy experts say this is partly because China's bids are backed by offers of aid, investment and loans to countries with oil assets. As India too gives political backing to its bid to secure oil assets, Prime Minister Singh said hydrocarbons will continue to be India's major source of energy for quite some time in the future. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.